Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus made our world long ago, long, long before your great-grandparents were even born. Jesus takes care of our world and will make it new someday. Let's sing. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the sun and the moon in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby.
Who are you? What is your name? I'd love to know who you are listening with us today. But did you know that Jesus already knows who you are? He knows your name, and you are special to Jesus. Let's sing, Who Am I?
Who am I? Who am I? Someone special to Jesus. I am brother. I am brother.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? This is a home for a bird. It is made of sticks or mud or leaves. What is it?
A nest?
That's right, a nest. A nest is a home for a bird. This is a rocky home. It is a dark place where you would find a bear or a bat sleeping in it. What is it?
A cave.
Good, that's right. A cave. Cave can be home for lots of different animals. And last one. I am a home made on water, like on a river. I am made out of logs and sticks and mud, and beavers live in me. What am I?
A lodge.
That's right. A beaver lodge. These three things are all homes. Nest for birds, cave for bears, and a den or lodge for beavers. Our story today is about Jesus returning to his heavenly home. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you are at your home in heaven. Thank you that you give us hope that we can go to your heavenly home with you someday. Help us always say yes to you. Please bless us as we hear this story. Amen. Have you ever been afraid? I'm sure you have, because I know I have. After Jesus died, his helpers felt afraid. One night, they were all together praying and wondering what to do. Then suddenly, guess who was with them in the room? The doors had been locked, but Jesus came in. "Don't be afraid," Jesus said. Those would be really good words to hear when you're afraid. The helpers were glad to see Jesus. When Jesus was with them, do you think they were afraid anymore? No, they were no longer afraid because Jesus was right there. Jesus told them, "I'm going back to heaven soon, but I am going to send a helper to you. The helper will always be with you, and he will help you to be brave." What a blessing! Even though Jesus couldn't be there, he would send a helper. Jesus stayed with his helpers for a little while here on earth, and then one day, Jesus asked them to go to a place so he could talk to them before he went back up to heaven. He said some really important words. Jesus said, "I will come back someday. I will bring all the angels with me, and I will wear a beautiful crown. Then I will take those who choose to love and obey me up to heaven." What good news! And that news is for us today. Jesus is going to come back, and we can follow him all the way there. Jesus told them, "While I'm gone, I want you to tell others that I love them." Later, Jesus suddenly started going up, up, up into the sky. Angels came to meet him, and they took him up to heaven. Now imagine, the disciples are staring up in the sky, but they can't see him anymore. Maybe it's just clouds up in the sky, but they're looking and looking. And then two angels appear to those helpers, and they say, "Why are you looking up at the sky? Jesus will come back again." That made Jesus' helpers so happy. "We must be ready when Jesus comes back," they said, "and we must tell others about Jesus." Boys and girls, Jesus is in heaven right now, but has he left you alone? No, he hasn't. He has sent his Holy Spirit to be your friend and your helper. We can't see Jesus yet, but we can ask him to help us to be ready when he comes. We can practice being nice to our brothers and sisters. We can practice saying yes to our parents. We can practice doing good and loving him because he has loved us. Do you want to be ready? I want to be ready. It's memory verse time. Our memory verse today is John 14:3. "I will come again." This verse is Jesus talking. When we say, "I," point to yourself. Motion with your hands like you're asking a friend to come. When we say, "We'll come again," and if you know the sign language, you can sign the word "again." You hold one hand flat, and then you take your other hand with your fingers curved, and you tap those fingers in your other flat hand. Okay, let's try saying again. "I," point to yourself, "will come," wave your friend over, "come, come," "again." Tap your fingers on your hand, "again." John 14:3. Now let's try it together. I will come again.
I will come again.
John 14:3. It's time to pray. Let's fold our hands. And you can repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you always keep. Your promises.
Your promises.
We want you to come back.
We want you to come back.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Help us to be ready.
Help us to be ready.
We love you.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today comes from The Home Place, "Be Thou Faithful." Let's be like Jesus. Let's be faithful in everything we do.
To death, and I will give thee a crown.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.